próbny egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 5. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Hi, Hannah. It's me. It's about our New Year's Eve party. A change of plans. My mum is baking an apple cake for us, so you don't need to do it. But you could do something else instead. Olivia promised to prepare a tomato salad, but she's just texted me she's not coming. Could you make some for us? And don't worry about sandwiches. My boyfriend wants to bring those. Call me back, please.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Hannah. It's me. It's about our New Year's Eve party. A change of plans. My mum is baking an apple cake for us, so you don't need to do it. But you could do something else instead. Olivia promised to prepare a tomato salad, but she's just texted me she's not coming. Could you make some for us? And don't worry about sandwiches. My boyfriend wants to bring those. Call me back, please.
Tekst drugi.
When is it going to start? It's 3 o'clock and the players are not on the pitch yet.
I don't know, but they will need to do some warm-up first. 15-20 minutes, I suppose.
20 minutes? So long! It usually takes me only 5 minutes to warm up before I start my workout.
5 minutes is not enough for sure. Look, they're coming out. They're starting their warm-up.
Yeah, but I can't see very well. Everything seems so much bigger and clearer on telly.
Oh, come on. Next time you can stay at home then.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When is it going to start? It's 3 o'clock and the players are not on the pitch yet.
I don't know, but they will need to do some warm-up first. 15-20 minutes, I suppose.
20 minutes? So long! It usually takes me only 5 minutes to warm up before I start my workout.
5 minutes is not enough for sure. Look, they're coming out. They're starting their warm-up.
Yeah, but I can't see very well. Everything seems so much bigger and clearer on telly.
Oh, come on. Next time you can stay at home then.
Tekst trzeci.
Hi, Amy. I just wanted to thank you for your invitation. I'm really sorry, but I won't be able to go to see the film with you on Saturday. It's my parents' wedding anniversary, and we're having a big celebration. Actually, I need your help. I don't have a present for them yet. Any ideas? What did you get for yours last year?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Amy. I just wanted to thank you for your invitation. I'm really sorry, but I won't be able to go to see the film with you on Saturday. It's my parents' wedding anniversary, and we're having a big celebration. Actually, I need your help. I don't have a present for them yet. Any ideas? What did you get for yours last year?
Tekst czwarty.
Brr, it's very chilly today. I had to put on my winter hat and gloves. Can you believe it? It's April. Horrible, isn't it?
Oh, Robert, it could be much worse. At least it's not snowing like in Scotland.
If it's not that bad, why are you wearing your coat and a thick scarf? They said on the radio it's the coldest spring in the last 10 years.
Really? It doesn't feel that bad. Hopefully the summer will come early this year.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Brr, it's very chilly today. I had to put on my winter hat and gloves. Can you believe it? It's April. Horrible, isn't it?
Oh, Robert, it could be much worse. At least it's not snowing like in Scotland.
If it's not that bad, why are you wearing your coat and a thick scarf? They said on the radio it's the coldest spring in the last 10 years.
Really? It doesn't feel that bad. Hopefully the summer will come early this year.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I was 4 years old when I got my first pet. It was a cat our neighbour's son got as a birthday present. But his little sister was allergic to cats, so they couldn't keep him. I loved Tiger from the moment I saw him, and I was so happy when my mum decided we could have him. Tiger is now quite old, but still very cute and cuddly. He's even made friends with our two dogs, and plays with them all the time.
Wypowiedź druga.
We've always had pets at home. That's our family tradition. My grandparents had 5 cats, and now we have a cat and 3 dogs. Flossie, the cat, is my favourite. She always keeps me company, especially when I have a cold. With her close to me, staying in bed for several days is not so bad. She usually jumps onto my bed and sleeps on my feet. My bedroom's her hiding place too, as she's scared of our dogs.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
As a little boy, I was quite shy and didn't really have any friends. So I dreamt about a pet who would become my best friend. I asked my parents every year to buy me a dog or a cat for my birthday or for Christmas, but they always refused. Then, one day, my father's best friend got very ill and asked us to look after his little puppy. That's how Harvey came to our house and then stayed with us forever.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Our dog Bounty often got sick when he was a puppy. When it happened for the first time, we didn't really know how to look after him. Fortunately, Mrs. Smith, who lived next to us, had several dogs and taught us what to do. We didn't give Bounty any food for a day and then fed him only chicken and rice. After about a week, he was perfectly okay and played with our neighbor's dogs as normal.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I was 4 years old when I got my first pet. It was a cat our neighbour's son got as a birthday present. But his little sister was allergic to cats, so they couldn't keep him. I loved Tiger from the moment I saw him, and I was so happy when my mum decided we could have him. Tiger is now quite old, but still very cute and cuddly. He's even made friends with our two dogs, and plays with them all the time.
Wypowiedź druga.
We've always had pets at home. That's our family tradition. My grandparents had 5 cats, and now we have a cat and 3 dogs. Flossie, the cat, is my favourite. She always keeps me company, especially when I have a cold. With her close to me, staying in bed for several days is not so bad. She usually jumps onto my bed and sleeps on my feet. My bedroom's her hiding place too, as she's scared of our dogs.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
As a little boy, I was quite shy and didn't really have any friends. So I dreamt about a pet who would become my best friend. I asked my parents every year to buy me a dog or a cat for my birthday or for Christmas, but they always refused. Then, one day, my father's best friend got very ill and asked us to look after his little puppy. That's how Harvey came to our house and then stayed with us forever.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Our dog Bounty often got sick when he was a puppy. When it happened for the first time, we didn't really know how to look after him. Fortunately, Mrs. Smith, who lived next to us, had several dogs and taught us what to do. We didn't give Bounty any food for a day and then fed him only chicken and rice. After about a week, he was perfectly okay and played with our neighbor's dogs as normal.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Bob. What are you doing here? You said you were in a hurry to go home and start packing.
I am in a hurry, but I really need a good map. The teacher said we can't take mobile phones on our summer camp, so I won't be able to use online maps.
I see. I think there are maps you can borrow from the school library.
Too late now. I'll buy one here.
Have you heard? Peter and Anna are not going.
I know about Anna. Her little sister is in hospital. But Peter? He was very excited about the camp. His parents didn't let him go in the end?
No, actually not. He decided himself to stay at home and prepare for the maths exam that he had failed.
I see. What a pity. I've always shared a room with Peter, and we've had a lot of fun together. And now, I'll probably be with some boy I don't even know.
Oh, Bob. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Bob. What are you doing here? You said you were in a hurry to go home and start packing.
I am in a hurry, but I really need a good map. The teacher said we can't take mobile phones on our summer camp, so I won't be able to use online maps.
I see. I think there are maps you can borrow from the school library.
Too late now. I'll buy one here.
Have you heard? Peter and Anna are not going.
I know about Anna. Her little sister is in hospital. But Peter? He was very excited about the camp. His parents didn't let him go in the end?
No, actually not. He decided himself to stay at home and prepare for the maths exam that he had failed.
I see. What a pity. I've always shared a room with Peter, and we've had a lot of fun together. And now, I'll probably be with some boy I don't even know.
Oh, Bob, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
More and more factories nowadays use robots instead of people. But did you know that in China you can also find a robot in a kindergarten? It's quite small and white, and its name is Kiko. With its round head, it looks very nice and friendly. Kiko is also very clever. In fact, the robot is as intelligent as a child who is 5 years old. It was created to interact with children between the ages of 0 and 7. And children like Kiko very much, because the robot can do many things. It can dance and sing well. It plays games and talks to children. When Kiko tells stories to them, it also shows pictures. The robot can even do mathematics. Teachers love Kiko in their classrooms too. They say it is a very helpful educational tool. In their opinion, without Kiko, the lessons were less interesting, and the children didn't learn so fast. Kiko is now used in hundreds of Chinese kindergartens, and a new, better version of the robot will be presented soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
More and more factories nowadays use robots instead of people. But did you know that in China you can also find a robot in a kindergarten? It's quite small and white, and its name is Kiko. With its round head, it looks very nice and friendly. Kiko is also very clever. In fact, the robot is as intelligent as a child who is 5 years old. It was created to interact with children between the ages of 0 and 7. And children like Kiko very much, because the robot can do many things. It can dance and sing well. It plays games and talks to children. When Kiko tells stories to them, it also shows pictures. The robot can even do mathematics. Teachers love Kiko in their classrooms too. They say it is a very helpful educational tool. In their opinion, without Kiko, the lessons were less interesting, and the children didn't learn so fast. Kiko is now used in hundreds of Chinese kindergartens, and a new, better version of the robot will be presented soon.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What does Emma's new boyfriend look like?
Wypowiedź druga.
Could I speak to Mr. Richards, please?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
My brother passed his driving test yesterday.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
How about going shopping tomorrow?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What does Emma's new boyfriend look like?
Wypowiedź druga.
Could I speak to Mr. Richards, please?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
My brother passed his driving test yesterday.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
How about going shopping tomorrow?